Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stories of Hope today. I'm here, Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I'm excited to be with you today. My first guest is right here in the studio with me, and her name is Julieta Piax. She is a life and leadership coach. She helps women activate their faith, personal power, and build self-confidence so that they can play to win in all areas of their life. Julieta is a certified coach with the John C. Maxwell team and has worked with women for more than 15 years. She has successfully created the life that she wants to live and is passionate about helping women do the same by guiding them to use what is already inside of them and achieve their best life. Julieta is happily married to David for the last 26 years and has two daughters, 18 and 23. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. Thank you again for the opportunity to be here in this awesome show. And just like I said earlier, the mission that you have on highlighting people's stories.
Yes, I love it. So where do you live?
I live in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yes.
Good. And so how is things in Minnesota right now? Is it crazy over there? In every area right now, there's just all this energy, right?
Yes.
So how are things there?
Right now, they were crazy for a while, as you may have heard with all the things that happened with the riots and things like that. But now it's calm. And now we're just dealing with the drought. I believe there's about 60% of the state were under severe drought. And then also extreme heat. And so we're in upper 90s for 2 weeks straight, I think. And so it's sometimes it's unbearable. And so when we get 80 degree weather, it's like heaven. Whereas before, 80 degrees were like, wow, this is great. You know, we didn't have them before. And so it's great. I'm not complaining, believe me, because winter is right around the corner and we don't want that either.
No, that's true. That's true. And you guys over there, you have some strong winters, don't you?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. There's no need to complain about that. Yeah. So you've been working with women for the last 15 years, you said. And then what got you started on that journey?
Well, my husband and I pastor a church, and we've been pastoring a church for over, it's going to be 20 years now. And I began working with women. My passion is working with women. And in fact, I have, I started a nonprofit organization for young Latina girls to help them advance in their leadership as well. And that's in its 11th year. And I knew from before then that I wanted to help women get out of the mentality of I can't do it right now because I have to do my family first or my kids first or you what have you. And so that's where this whole journey of helping women in particular started for me.
Yeah, that's so powerful. That's so powerful because, you know, a lot of our conditioning of the past always had us focused on everyone else first instead of, I was just on with a client before I came onto the show today talking mm-hmm. about how important it is to make sure that your cup is full.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, and myself, I have been working in corporate America for my entire career. And the entire time I kept thinking there's gotta be something better for me. And I had dreams, but I couldn't because my kids had to go to college. My kids had to, first it was my kids have to go to junior high. Oh, I can only do that until they go to high school, or and then I can do that until they go to college. And that was my train of thought until I thought, wait a minute, I am only getting older, and what is happening to my dreams? And I always tell my clients that I work with, I do life and leadership coaching, like you said earlier, and the clients that I work with, the women that I work with, I always tell them, do you realize that as a woman, you are an expert at making other people's dreams come true? Because you are running your kids to their games, you're running, you're staying home because your husband maybe just got a promotion at work, you moved from state to state, from maybe you moved countries because your husband's dream is to work at a certain company or what have you, and you are helping everybody around you, your extended family, to make their dreams come true because you want to, because like you said earlier, you've been conditioned to do that. And so we're literally experts at it. But when it comes to us, there is something that stops us because we're always looking out for other people to do that because we just care for other people first. And so I came to the point where I was seeing this pattern in the women that I've been helping through church, through the girls in the program. The girls are teenagers. And I'm thinking to myself, I got to stop that mentality when they're young and instill in them. Yes, it is important. Obviously, our families are important. You know, if we want to be at home and take care of all of those things are important. But please don't forget about the life you were created to live and figure out how we can do that at the same time while we're helping other people as well.
Yeah, I think that's such a powerful stand to take. And that by you saying yes to you and saying, wait a minute, I can help women do this, and then helping them see what it is that you're seeing.
Yes.
That in itself is making the world a better place. So
absolutely.
Tell me about the C. Maxwell method. What is that method? Is that, am I saying that right? The C. Maxwell?
Yeah, John Maxwell. So John Maxwell, he is an author of, he's a leader of leaders. He is a recognized leader around the world. And he has been a mentor of mine ever since I can remember. And so he, about 10 or 11 years ago, he created certification for training, speaking and coaching. And because he has been my mentor for many, many years, I wanted to make sure that I followed that his teachings. And his teachings are simply based on serving others. That is what we do through leadership. And that is what we do through everything that we do throughout our life. And by serving others, then the things will automatically come back to us. But the first thing that we need to do is serve others. And then the things that we want to do, they happen for us through other people as well. The same people that we're helping make their dreams come true, like I was saying earlier. And so through learning that leadership, you know, there's obviously different types of leadership, but I found out that my type of leadership is servant leadership because I have been serving for many, many years through the church and through my nonprofit and through the work that I do now with women. And I don't really need to go out and seek anything. The things come back to me because it's a principle. And so that is what I base my teachings on and my coaching on with the women. We already using what we have. We serve other people automatically.
Yeah, that's so great. And so how do they come and find you? Do they come to your church or are they referred to you by a referral service? Because you mentioned Latina girls, right?
Yeah. So my nonprofit organization, that one is mostly has been by word of mouth, and they invite their friends, the parents invite other parents. But my life and leadership coaching practice, I have a website. And my website is julietapiox.com. And I am also on Facebook and Instagram. And people can find me on Julieta Piox Coach. That's the handle for both of those. And people can just find me through there. I offer a mastermind program called My Best Life Now Mastermind. That's where I coach women one-on-one or group coaching.
Oh, good. I love that. But let's tell the audience the website. Like spell it out, because there's people that are listening to it. They're not watching, but they're listening. And by, you know, just spelling it out will help more.
Absolutely. So my website is JULIETAPIOX.com.
Yeah, good.
And that is where you can find all the information.
Good. Yeah. It's nice to know that you're doing those group coaching also, and that you're doing masterminds. Are you and I friends on Facebook, by the way?
Yes. I just sent a request and you befriended me today. Yeah. So thanks.
Okay. That was today, right?
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. I really would like to connect with you again, because I think that, you know, we can support each other with some of the groups that we're involved in. So at some point you're going to be hearing from me, because I really love what it is that you're doing. I see so much value for the women right now, so that the women can rise to their next level, because it's women that are going to,
absolutely, yes,
that are going to make sure that all the children are fed. It's, you know, it's all of us that are going to be supporting each other to make sure that, you know, the kids have what it is that they need. And that time really is now. So,
for sure.
Yeah. What do you want to leave our audience with today for the last minute?
I think what I would just say is for the audience is to understand and realize that we are all born with personal power. And all we need to do is tap into it in order for us to reach our dreams and our goals. And sometimes all we need to do is talk to somebody else and hear somebody else's story, and know that we're not alone in the world living the life that we're living right now. There is somebody else who is maybe going through the same thing or has gone through the same thing. And all we need to do is reach out and then reach inward and find out what it is inside of us already that we can use so that we can propel toward our goals and our dreams.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a powerful, strong belief system, that when you have somebody that believes in you,
yes,
and that right away holds that space for you, then it's just a matter of time before you believe in yourself. And
yes,
hearing somebody else's story, that's really a way that we can heal. Thank you so much, Julieta. It was wonderful to meet you.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Cornelia.
Appreciate so much what you're doing. And we're going to share with you the videos that you can share on your social media as well. And feel free to tag me in and let your audience know as well that
sounds
you were
good
here on the show today. So thank
sounds
you.
Good. Thank you so much. Have a good
okay
one.
And we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
You're driven. And it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant, because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Our next guest is Sharika Kellogg, and Sharika struggled with unexplained infertility for over 10 years before switching her course and fostering and subsequently adopting her three sons. Her experience as a foster and adoptive mother gave her the determination, focused desire to create the best work-life balance for her and her family. Today, she runs the 25-8 Mom, a consulting business serving women entrepreneurs who want to build a solid foundation that will positively impact their freedom to live life on their own terms. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh, that's such a powerful statement, what you've done and what you're doing. Take us straight into it.
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Sharika. I'm the 25-8 mom. So it's a kind of play on words. Moms don't stop. They never stop. So instead of 24/7, I'm 25-8. My journey started actually in New Jersey. I always wanted to be a mom, and I did the unthinkable, as my mom likes to say it, is I tried to have a child and build my family on my own. So I always knew I wanted to be a single mom. I was raised by a single mom, a very strong single mom. Wow. So why not? I could do it too. And it wasn't a lack of dating or anything like that. It's just like, I knew that I needed the foundation of knowing I could do it on my own. So I tried everything, infertility treatments, IVFs, IUIs, you name it, I did it. Could have bought three houses and a couple really great cars by the time I was done. And so I was on my last IVF treatment, and I decided, it was right after my father passed away from cancer, and I said, okay, I'm going to try one more time to build my family, since I lost a part of my family. I want to start my legacy. And so I said, okay, what's the way to do this? So I'm one of those people that like a challenge. So I was working 9 to 5. I was the first one in, last one out. I decided I'm going to build this family. I am going to buy a house. I am going to look into fostering. And I'm also going to go for that promotion that I wanted. So yeah, I had a lot of things, a lot of balls up in the air at the same time. And I was going to do my IVF, which is always fun because the medication, and I was getting older, wasn't getting any younger. I was about 38 at the time. And I was just like, okay, we're going to do it. Go big or go home. And so I did my IVF treatments. It took a little bit longer because I was at like very minimum eggs, and the sperm donor situation was not happening very well for me. And then I was buying the house. So I was looking for a house, and I had found a house, lost a house, and I was like, okay. And then at the same time, I was going for this promotion and my fostering courses. So you have to take a 10-week course to be a foster parent. And so I went fostering while I was doing IVF, because I learned that you can foster babies. And the state of Florida also allows you, when you adopt, that they get college and they help you with daycare. So I was like, whoa, this is great, because I was still a little ignorant on the whole parenting thing at this point. And so come May 6th of 2014, I had my eggs retrieved. I closed on my house and I ended my foster course. Like, I was licensed, and that was my dad's birthday. So it was like a homecoming for me. And then I froze. I was like, so the infertility treatments did not work. That last IVF actually gave me my explanation. It just said, for some unknown reason, your eggs basically explode whenever they're fertilized. And I was like, oh, okay, well, at least I know that now. And then I had my foster license. I closed on my house, and then I was like, okay, now I have to renovate. Well, of course, it's not like HGTV. Things don't go that easy. So a couple months in, I paused on getting the baby. I guess I was a little scared to foster. And then I started fostering. I received my first little guy the day after my 39th birthday. So he was my birthday present. He came like a pizza. They just came in the rain, handed me a baby, left, never told me his name, anything. So he stayed with me for 2 years, and I fell in love with him. I wanted one child, just like me, only child, single mom. And the state decided to send him back to his biological parents, which is part of fostering. So you have to understand that. And I was like, okay. And when I heard that news that day, they told me there was another little boy that was just born on Thanksgiving. He's perfect for you. And I was like, no, I don't want to see him. And that was my second child. They called me back 2 weeks later. You have to see this little boy. He is your child. You have to see him. And I guess I was like, I'm about to lose one. I don't want to replace him with another one. But I saw this little boy, he was screaming and crying. They put him in my arms and he stopped crying. So I was like, okay. I wind up adopting him on my dad's birthday. So May 6th is a very important day for us. So he was born on Thanksgiving. I was told I could adopt him on Valentine's Day. He came home on Christmas Eve. He's my holiday baby. Mother's Day weekend, we adopted him in 2016. And then my last little guy, he was amazing. They told me, I said, I wanted a baby from the hospital, like roll me out. And I was like, I'm never going to experience this on my own. So I'm not going to have a baby shower. I'm not going to have, you know, labor. So I want to experience a little teeny baby from birth. And he was born. 8 hours later, they called me to pick him up. And the funniest story was, like, they were like, hey, he looks just like you. Well, my youngest child is blonde, gray eyed. He looks nothing. Well, actually, he does kind of have my chin, but he looks nothing like me, but acts totally like me. So those were my three boys. I adopted him 2 years later. We are a big family with all their biological siblings. We still see them every Sunday, whether it's on Zoom or a large family gathering. And then when I was working my 9-to-5, I realized that this is not what I love to do anymore. So I was no longer the first one in, no longer the last one out. I wanted to be a mom. This is what I worked so hard for the last 10, 12 years for. And I wasn't doing a great job. And my boss texted me one day and said, you're doing horrible at mommy and you should give one of them back until you get it right with one. And I was like, what? And at the time, I only had the two because my oldest one went home. And I was like, oh, my goodness, you text this to me. It was like right before Christmas. So I immediately wrote my resignation letter. I quit my job. I went online on Facebook, found out what they were doing virtually. So I started a VA business off of a boot camp that told me to fake it till I make it. And I did that for a year and a half because I wanted to be home. I wanted all those moments. I mean, I was still fostering. So I was in court a lot. I was doing a lot of fostering things that you can't do when you're a 9-to-5. And then let alone have babies that are sick. And my two youngest are 8 months apart. So they were two babies, age one, in diapers. And I quit my job. I had literally $600 in my bank account. I was so scared. I was like, how am I going to buy diapers and formula? More or less, forget daycare. And I started this business. And 2 years later, it started to flourish. And I started to tell other moms how to do it so that they didn't miss these important moments in their lives. And so I started with my best friend, taught her my system of how I did this, perfected what I learned in my boot camp. And she turned her VA business into a six-figure business. And then my next client did too. And I was like, whoa, I actually have something going on here. And so that's how 25-8 Mom came about, of me consulting and coaching other moms how to, one, be everything that they already are to their children and families, and two, being able to own what they're doing in their lives instead of, you know, asking a boss, hey, you know, I need to take the time off because classroom shut down and my kids are home for 14 days in quarantine. What can we do? If you own your own business, you own your own time, you set your own schedule, you're able to do this and pivot and shift as the tides and flows, you know, with the way of the world these days. So that is what I did.
Oh my God. I'm just like, I'm speechless. There's so many things you said. I'm just speechless. First of all, you are amazing.
Thank you.
Like, so amazing. Like, it's ridiculous. You have to come back. You have to come back. We only have a few minutes left, but yeah. you really, you know, you took us all the way through. I just want to put the social media links. How can people find out more about you?
So you could go to 25-8-Mom. If you're looking to start a virtual profession, at the bottom of the page, you can just click there. It'll tell you different virtual professions that you could start. And then I can, and then it asks you to book a call with me so that we could talk about what you love to do and how you could turn that into a business. So it doesn't have to be a VA business. It can be anything you love to do. And I have a superpower of pulling that out of women and saying, you can make that a business. So
Yeah. And so where do we go? Where do we go on social media?
www.258mom all together. So yeah. 258mom, M-O-M.
Yeah. Very inspiring. I mean, you're a woman after your own heart. You went after everything that you wanted to experience, what was calling you. Was this God's call for you? Were you
it called? Was absolutely God's call for me.
First of all, you look 20. It's like, my God, are you kidding me? You look 20 and just a very extraordinary. I hope that you at some point are going to write that book, because this is really incredible. Very inspiring, because usually women, you know, they think about wanting that man and being with that man. And you were like, this is what I want. And I want to do it on my own. And you did that thing. You did that thing. You did it so well. And I mean, and now you're helping other women. Very inspiring story. Incredible perseverance that you have. And just as a matter of fact, you just did that. And there you go. Yeah. And so that's wonderful.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came. I definitely want to talk to you again. We should connect on social media and, you know, maybe make some time, because I know, like with a lot of the people that I work with in different groups, entrepreneurs, there's probably people there that could either use your services or something else. So I want to stay connected in that way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, Chirica. And I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in today to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Be sure to like us on YouTube, press that like button, and subscribe to the channel so that you always know when we have a new video coming out. And we'll see you again next time. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.